Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonacorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner is Mike Bonacorso. How are you today, Michael?
Doug, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing great, man. Yep. I am doing great. It's we're coming up here on Thanksgiving, and I know both of us really enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday. So that's awesome, and it's just amazing. What's amazing to me about November is I know it doesn't really register on you anymore because your kids are out of school, but they get a lot of days off in November, man.
Yeah, not much school in the month of November, and then even for that matter, really not that much in December either.
Yeah,
It is a light time of year.
It's a light stretch for them, but here we are, and, we're rocking and rolling. We're more than halfway through the fourth quarter of 2021, and, it's interesting times out there, Michael. It really, really is interesting times out there. And you know what my fear is, and I know it's your fear, is that come Thursday, it's excuse central time, baby. I'm not going to pay attention to my money now. And listen, it's really important to pay attention here at the end of the year, especially this year.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, economically. There's no doubt about it. But to be said about excuse central, and for the first time ever, I think I'm going to defend them a little bit. It does feel like the holidays come up on you quick, and it does feel like you get overwhelmed.
It's true.
We all do.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, here's the but, right? You just can't fall asleep at the wheel when it comes to your financial affairs. Now, I get it. That's what we do. We're financial geeks, if you will.
Right.
It's always important. It's always, do the right thing, take prudent steps. But it's just, I think we all have some time we can allocate.
You know what would be really cool, Mike, is if we could make a special holiday, sort of like Thanksgiving, right? Because everybody, for the most part, I shouldn't say everybody, but most people follow the buy a turkey, some stuffing, maybe some cranberry sauce, whatever it is that you do, the tradition of this is what you do on Thanksgiving. Well, I wish there was a holiday where everybody had to sit down and pay attention to their financial situation.
It's interesting. Tax day is not that day that everybody does it, because obviously people do their taxes rolling into it. But people kind of take that as the, I did my financial obligation for the year. I have to file my taxes. But taxes are completely different than what we're talking about.
100%.
You get what I'm saying?
Oh, totally. That's why I'm giggling while you're talking about that.
I think it's almost like, you're tricked into that. Like, okay, we did our, say to your wife, we have to go meet the accountant. We have to go file our taxes. Okay, we did that. We sat down. We gave him everything, her everything, and it's all done for the year.
As if it's an event.
Yes.
As if it's anything more than handing them the papers and sitting there while they type it into the computer.
But that's part of Excuse Central.
I know.
How many times, when we talk to people like, okay, we're going to get together. So let me go get the taxes done first. Let me sit with the accountant.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you know, Mike, there's one thing that everybody listening to this show right now has in common. Every single person listening to this show right now has in common.
Yeah.
They are older this year than they were last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. Captain Obvious here.
Yeah.
Right? But they're all, what I'm saying? Like, they're all one more year either into retirement or closer to retirement or closer to having to pay for that college education or whatever the circumstance may be. And I was having a conversation with a client the other day, and we'll talk about this a little bit further, but they said, we want to get our children, going with you. And I said, listen, the sooner you start, the easier it is. The longer you wait, the harder it becomes. That's just the way that it is. If you start with your financial strategies and planning at age 60, it's easier than starting at age 65. It's easier at 55 and 50 than it is at 60, but it's always the sooner you start, the easier it is, and the lower the requirement. You know, we've had shows where we talked about this, is that if you need to save, you know, for your projected retirement, $500,000, right? If you start doing that at age 60, it's easier than if you start doing it at 65. But if you do it at 60, it's harder than when you were 55. So,
oh, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, but getting that point across to people is difficult.
Absolutely. And you know what? For what we're talking about and what our show's about, right? You know, your financial future, you know, your, we call it your financial house, your affairs, everything financial. It is something that's for the prepared and getting out in front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no doubt about it. I mean, it's, you know, I don't want to say you increase your chances because it's not a chance, but it's just a proven, it's, you have to be prepared. You have to get out in front. The sooner you do it, the better. Procrastination hurts.
It does. And, you know, in lots of things, but, you know, in the financial world, it really can hurt. So we want to urge you to do that. Now, let's hop over to the markets here a little bit, right, Mike? And let's talk about what we typically do in the beginning of the show, talk about economic and market conditions and, you know, things that are going on out there. And, you know, markets, Mike, they're very resilient right now, you know, but that doesn't mean that we don't have our concerns about things that are going on out there.
Sure. And there's a lot going on out there, and there's volatility. There is volatility. I think we saw volatility kind of kick up a little bit this week, as a matter of fact, on certain days. And, you know, there's economic conditions. I think we're really where there's a lot of volatility now. I'm going to say for once, usually markets always kick off volatility. Can the economy be volatile?
Of course it can.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of volatility in the economy right now. I think there's a lot of mixed signals going on. You know, like there's inflation and there's gas prices and the price of food and there's supply channel. But then, you know, a report comes out the other day, unemployment's down to 4.6%. Markets are hovering around all-time highs. Who do I believe? What do I do?
You got to believe it all.
Yeah. But
right?
How? What do I do?
Yeah, well, what do you? Hey, that's a good question. And the answer to it is you got to make sure you got a strategy and a plan in place, because some of these things are going to ultimately outweigh the other. It's going to happen, right? Which one's it going to be, Mike? Which one's it going to be? That's the million-dollar question, right? You do not know the answer. I do not know the answer. There's nobody listening to this show that knows the answer. We could take guesses, right? And we could, you know, we could hypothecate all day long. And our guesses are probably better than some other people's guesses, because we're in the business, right? We've got experience, we've got knowledge, we've got wisdom, we've lived through a lot of these circumstances before. But the reality of the situation is that you have to have some sort of plan in place. You made a good point with, you know, unemployment is, you know, into the mid fours now, which is excellent, right? But the participation rate's down a little bit. So how do you take those two and meld them together and say, okay, you know, what do I make of this? And you know what? There's a lot of people listening right now who have no idea what the participation rate is. You don't hear about that on the news. So it's dynamic, man. It's just dynamic, you know? And to sit and not be attentive, or having somebody be attentive to your situation with you, I think is, it's kind of, I think you're gambling right there.
Yeah, and you know what, Doug, when it comes to the economy, too, I think, you know, what we went through with COVID and the whole deal and everything, I think it's uncharted waters. I think the government, you know, threw all this money down on us out of the sky, you know, over $3 trillion from the day, you know, we started locking down to up to, you know, probably yesterday. And I think, you know, so what comes of it? Well, we got inflation that we haven't seen in a very long time, but the markets stood the test of time here so far.
So far.
So how does it all what's next, I guess. You know what I'm saying? And it goes back to what you just said, Doug. Okay, it's the holidays, and it's a great time of year, and get together with the families and celebrate. But with that being said, I think a lot of the work or a lot of stories still has to be written when it comes to your money.
Sure. Yeah, you know, it definitely does. You know, Mike, I saw an article this week where Starbucks is teaming up with Amazon, and they're opening new locations in Manhattan with no cashiers.
Wow.
You have to order it online, and you go in, and it will have, and according to the article I read, they will have your name on a board where your product is that you ordered to go and pick up. So you got to order it on the app. They're not hiring cashiers to handle that. You're going to go in, you're going to pick it up, and you're going to walk out.
I'll tell you, Doug, over the next 10 years or the next, since we're in 21, let's call it the next 9 years, you could see already the changes that are going to be coming in our economy.
Mm-hmm.
Electric vehicle, driverless cars.
Scares the heck out of me.
Artificial intelligence is the new buzz that everybody talks about. Financial technology. There's a lot of areas out there that they're just beyond starting,
mm-hmm.
but they haven't taken hold yet
right.
of this is the way we live, because it's changing people's habits. Say someday, Doug, you're not going to put gas in your car, and by the way, you're not going to be driving it anymore to work. That takes, you know, we're all creatures of habit. That takes a lot of change to be done.
It does. And, you know, we're in the midst now of, we went through a technological revolution in the late 90s. Okay. I firmly believe we are now in the second leg of that.
Yeah.
Okay. We went through what we did, the creation of the internet, mm-hmm. and all that stuff, and which really changed the world. And now I think that we're, the second leg of that is taking place right now with the, you know, the advancement of this. And it's going to be interesting to see, because it's going to destroy some industries, but it's also going to create new industries, you know?
Always does,
right?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's the fear. Like, you know, I use this example. They're not hiring cashiers in that store, okay? So that's, you know, right there, that's a problem. And today, that's a problem, because those are, I don't know how many cashiers they were, I don't know, 20 cashiers they would hire, that are, there's 20 less jobs available now for those people. Now, will they have to hire a couple extra people to make coffee? Maybe, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But this is what we're in right now. And I think that you're fooling yourself if you don't believe that it's going to continue to happen, right? And I think that you need to make sure that your investment world has opportunities presented to you to potentially take advantage of what we're seeing happening here, because it's very real.
Absolutely. You know, Doug, great point in saying that, you know, when we went through the first technology boom, I think, you know, then you had all the shoot-offs and the advancements and the, you know, kind of like drawing the tree and all the other different branches kind of grew off it. But I agree with you. I think now I feel there's something, we're hitting another, I'll call it a revolution, for lack of better words, of things, areas we have not been in this country, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying, or things we've never participated in before. And I see it really coming quick down the track. That is, and what's going to happen is there's going to be an economic change. There's going to be an economic impact that's going to affect us all, okay, whether through jobs, whether through the markets, or what have you. It's going to be, over the next 9 years, there's going to be massive change in our economy.
Yeah. There's, you know, it's, you're going to look back and you're going to say, oh man, you remember when, whatever it is, right? In our lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
But children who are being born now, you know, they're not going to have any grasp of it. You know, when you think about it, it's going to be foreign. It's like dialing a telephone.
It always is.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like dialing a telephone, a rotary phone.
Yeah.
They have no idea what, you know, and you and I, that was the first telephones we ever learned how to use. We had it, you know.
How about one time, didn't we have a conversation with, wasn't it a couple of guys that were work for us, didn't know that you can call information?
Oh, yeah. I just went over that with my kids the other day.
Yeah.
It's so funny you say that. They were like, what are you talking about? And I pulled out my
411.
and I hit 411 right at the kitchen table.
Does that even exist anymore?
It does.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah, and I asked for, because we're one of those families that still has a home telephone, right? So I asked on 411 for our telephone number, and then, you know, they still connect you.
Yeah.
So the kids were amazed
that
the house phone started ringing.
Sure.
Jack went over to check just to make sure. So, you know, but you're right. You're 100% correct. It's just amazing out there. Yeah. So, you know, there's opportunity out there for people. There's dangers out there for people. You know, there's a lot of stuff. And we really do hope that you, you know, that you have a plan and a strategy in place. And, you know, that's what we want to do. Now, Mike, we're going to hop to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to people about our methodology for helping you plan for your retirement through reverse engineering. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as a thousand other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And Mike, what I want to talk about today is we've spoken about a couple times in the past, and it's always a good topic for us to talk about. And that is the methodology that we kind of created, if you will, inside of our firm here to work with our clients. And that is how we go about helping you plan your financial life for your retirement. And we do it a little bit differently than what a lot of our competition or what people would typically think that a financial advisor would do. And what we do is a technique that we refer to as reverse engineering. So Mike, why don't you take a minute and explain to people what does that mean? And then we'll talk about it a little bit further from there.
Well, you know, Doug, and tell me if you disagree with me, but really reverse engineering is really working backwards.
Starting at the end.
Yeah. And it's kind of, you know, like unwinding how you did something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did we get there? We know, here's where we ended up, but how did we get here? So give a little stupid examples, like saying we're in Clark and saying, oh, how did I get to Massachusetts? You know, Massachusetts being Boston being the final destination.
Mm-hmm.
And then working backwards and saying, well, we went and work on our way back to Clark.
Right.
Kind of like that. But only in financial terms, which makes it not saying, well, I took the turnpike to the, you know, George Washington Bridge. It's more complicated.
Well, you know what's interesting, Mike, is that this concept of reverse engineering, people use every day in their life. Every single day in their life. They just don't realize it, and they don't apply it to certain things. And one of the things they don't apply it to is their financial life and their retirement. So everybody reverse engineers a vacation.
True.
Agreed?
Yep.
Okay. If you and Lisa decide that you want to go to, I don't know, Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You decided you want to go to Bahamas. It's all backwards from there. We want to go to Bahamas. Where are we going to stay? When are we going to go? How are we going to get there? It all goes backwards from there. But when it comes to retirement planning, Mike, and folks, this is why we started doing this and created this methodology, is because people just save money for retirement. They'll just save it, right? And that's just like saving money for a vacation. I'm saving money for a vacation. Okay, but where are you going?
Yeah.
So how do you know how much you got to save for the vacation? So few of you out there actually take the time, and this is one of the, I'm going to say, the more, you know, fun parts of our job is when we sit down with you and we reverse engineer your retirement with you, because we get you into retirement. What do you, let's get there right now. What's it going to look like? What are you going to do? You're going to go on a trip each year? Are you going to volunteer? Are you going to work? Are you going to play golf? Are you going to create a habit? You know, what are you going to do? Or, I mean, a hobby. What are you going to do?
Yeah. And you know what, Doug? We do it that way. And then also, we, you know, some offshoots of that, want to make sure that you're happy in your retirement.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we found out, too, that just trying to get over the finish line and saying, I don't have to go to work anymore, but not being happy in your retirement is a problem also.
Yes.
Okay. And that happiness comes from a few things. One of them being insufficient funds to be able to do stuff that you chose or want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, it's funny. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking and I'm like, you know, Doug, a lot of mentality for people when it comes to the vacation or wanting something is sock draw investing, what I call. And it's okay.
You've never said that before in your life. What do you mean sock draw investing? It's what I call it. It's the first we've been on this show for 25 years. You never said that before.
Who hasn't done sock draw investing?
Oh, right. But don't tell people that you walk around telling people about sock draw investing.
Well, sock draw investing is you know what? I want the new something. I want the vacation. Get the envelope. We're going to put $20 a week in the envelope and we're going to keep it in the sock draw.
Mm-hmm.
And when we think we have enough, we're going to go on vacation. We're going to buy the new watch. We're going to do something.
Yeah.
Okay? Sock draw investing.
No, 100%. I know. I knew what you meant. It made me laugh.
And you can't go about it that way. And that's why the way we do it with reverse engineering is will get you more precise than just saying, okay, you know, I don't know.
You can sock draw invest for an item.
I want a TV. It's fine. $300.
Right. Whatever.
20 a week gets me there.
Right. Okay. You can do that. You can't sock draw invest for your retirement. I suppose you could, but it's probably not going to work out well.
Retirement's complicated, Doug.
It is. Okay. It is.
And you know what? How many years have you and I been on this station and we talked about the bandits of eroding wealth, eroding retirement, and one of them being inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And when was the last time we saw the inflation we're seeing right now?
Mike, back in the 90s.
Yeah.
So technically speaking, it was longer ago than that at this rate, but significant inflation. Let's not talk about this rate. Significant inflation.
How many people that have just gone at it alone?
Mm-hmm.
Count for what we're going through right now.
Right. You know, the other important part about the way that we approach retirement is that, you know, this isn't coming at you haphazardly with something that, you know, we haven't thought about or experienced. We watch it, all right? And what we know is that people who go into retirement with a plan, and I'm not talking about a savings or investment plan, I'm talking about a lifestyle plan, tend to be happier,
mm-hmm,
and more content and more satisfied in life, mm-hmm, than those who don't. And we've seen it happen many times, folks. We've had people come into our office at age 65, whatever, and say, I'm pulling the plug next year. All right. And I need this amount of money a month. Okay. You've got enough money to do that, to get that amount of money a month. But what's life going to look like for you? And we've seen people who it's just, you know, they stop going to work and now they don't know what to do with themselves. And they're bored because they didn't have a plan in place. They didn't have a strategy. I've spoken to people who be like, I just don't know where to turn, Doug, to do something. And I'm like, and we do our best to help them, right? Give them ideas. Yeah. Here you go. Yeah. You know, let's do this. And the solution to your happiness in retirement is let's change your investment strategy. That's not it at all.
Yeah.
That's not. So when we talk about we help people, we give you ideas, but we've got methodologies that we go through. And one of the things that we've spoken about a lot, Mike, is retiring on purpose, right? Yeah. Having a plan in place. One of the other things people don't think about, Mike, is who do you spend most of your time with before you retire? The people you work with. You're not going to see them every day anymore.
You know, Doug, another thing, too, is when we sit down and we're going through our reverse engineering and working and trying to get the retirement right for a person, a couple, whomever, one of the things that I find people say is when we're working and we're number crunching and doing the whole thing is, yeah, Mike, but I'll probably, even though I'm going to retire, I'm probably still going to do something.
Right.
Or I'm going to work. And one of our big things is, okay, that's fine, but let's assume that you don't.
Right.
Okay, so then if you do, and that's what you need to keep yourself socially going, that you still miss the camaraderie, or, hey, my buddy Doug said, you know what, I can use you 2 days a week doing something, so I'm going to go hang out with him and help him with his business. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not financially dependent upon. That becomes extra.
Right. You know, so what we want to do is we want you to come in and we want you to go through this with us, right? We want you to come in and sit down and experience what this is like, because I truly believe that it's transformational to you, you know, to go through this process and sit down. And I know that some people are, you know, they'll do it at home, or they'll try to do it at home. And that's, you know, that's cool. Go for it. I'd rather you try to do it at home than not do it at all. But what I'd rather see you do is come in and sit down with us and do it, because we've done it so many times for people in the past. We know how to do it. You know, we can get you, you know, with a good strategy and formulate that whole ideal lifestyle out there for you. You know, lifestyle retirement planning basically is, at the end of the day, what we're trying to set up, because you can have all the money in the world. If you are not satisfied and enjoying your life, what difference does it make? And for most people, let's face it, our purpose is to get up each day and go to work.
You know, Doug, I was just going to say, a large portion of our clients are so industrious. You know what I'm saying? Like, want to go out, did really well. That's what they know. That's all they know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to have to dial that down becomes very psychologically challenging for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the other thing is when you're like that, another problem on the reverse side is how much is enough?
Right. Right.
You're doing great. You're making a lot of money. You have a lot of money. How many of those people come in and their challenges, they don't think they have enough to stop?
Mm-hmm. You're right. You know, we see people, excuse me, very often accumulating significant amounts of wealth, right? And if you're accumulating significant amounts of wealth through savings, you're making a lot more money than you need to live on.
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
Sure.
I mean, it's impossible to save money
if you're
spending it all. And it's also, you know, so it's difficult for people to sometimes get their head around. But when you come in and you sit down with us and we go through this, you know, the process is there. And the real benefit to you is you're going to see it mapped out in front of you, which means to you that your stress and anxiety going into retirement has a good chance of being significantly reduced by having a strategy, a lifestyle strategy in place. Yes, we're going to handle the money part of it. But what we want you to do is to enjoy your life and your lifestyle, and then we'll do our best to develop a financial strategy for you to enjoy that. We don't want you to set up your lifestyle in retirement around your financial strategy. That's backwards. But you're not going to hear other financial advisors tell you that. They want you to think that they're the most important thing on the planet and their strategy is the most important thing. No, your lifestyle and what you want to do in retirement is most important. We'll create a strategy behind the scenes to fulfill that. I don't want you to have to say, oh, well, the financial strategy is only giving me this much money a month, so I'm only going to do this. Bad technique, if you ask me.
That's a great point, Doug. And out of this whole conversation we're having, that what you just said is probably the most important thing in and bringing that to folks' attention, because a lot of people say, okay, I retired, and you know, I'll just give some fake numbers. Like, my Social Security check's $2,200 a month, and I have, you know, $400,000 in this account. I don't know. I guess I could take out X, you know, to supplement, but the investments we have it in, you know, the market just took a big hit. My $400,000 went down to $350,000. Stop spending. Mm-hmm. We we're going to run out of money. All the fears start coming because of a bad month or two in the market, mm-hmm. right? How many times have we seen that? And that's the wrong way to go about it, right? But the way we talk about it, and I think the most important thing too, Doug, is to reach that retirement lifestyle, our planning, we want to do through the path of least resistance,
mm-hmm.
okay? So, you know, it doesn't have to be this big, drawn-up, challenging event. If you've done well and you have plenty of assets, we're going to put together a plan that gets you to where you need to be through the least resistance.
Right. And we've always said, never take more risk than you need to take.
Right.
Doesn't make sense.
Right.
Right? So, all right, listen. We want you to come in, and we want to sit down, and we want to go over this with you, and we want to help you and lay this out for you. And we want you to experience what it's like to do it. I mean, okay, fine. You come in, and you go through it with us, and, you know, and if that's all you do, that's all you do. If you don't come on board with us, that's fine. We, you know, we hope that you come on board, sure, but, you know, if you don't, you don't. But at least come through the process, you know, with us. So pick up the phone and give us a call. It's 855-262-3722. That number, again, is 855-262-3722. We'll go through this with you, and you know, let us help you map out what your retirement's going to look like. And by the way, don't exclude yourself if you're already retired. If you're already retired and you haven't done this,
yeah,
you know, maybe, perhaps, it's more important for you to do it than somebody else to do it, right?
Yeah,
it might be, right?
Yeah.
So you know, pick the phone up and give us a call, 855-262-3722. We'll be right back, folks. Are you listening to the show right now and your only investment is a 401k or other work-related plan? Are you getting professional guidance and input on that account as well as the investments that you're selecting? Or are you just kind of winging it on your own? Do you wish you could get help, but that's your only real asset and you feel like you can't? Well, great news. At Wealth Management Group, we offer specialized financial planning services. We can review your 401k on a quarterly basis for you. Your retirement income may very well depend on the money that's in this account. Don't you think you should have professional help? For a reasonable fee, myself or Mike can keep an eye on this account with you. We will review the investment options available and help you select appropriate ones for you. Just pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Your retirement is too important to leave to chance. Call 855-262-3722 now to take advantage of this opportunity.
Wouldn't you agree, if we haven't learned anything else recently, we've at least learned that the unexpected can happen at any time? I mean, when you really sit and think about it, there probably have been few examples during our lifetimes that have made us realize that we need to be prepared for the unexpected as much as recent times. At Wealth Management Group, they have an actual process they walk their clients through, and they look to see if you have any financial blind spots that should be checked. For people who own businesses or those with $1 million, you may have some unique potential blind spots that can be difficult if they aren't planned for. Because at Wealth Management Group, they have an effective process already in place to go over these areas with you, it makes their meetings focused and productive. In many cases, in as little as 1 hour, you could walk out with a strategy or plan to help minimize potential costly blind spots. So if you have $1 million or own your own business, an investment of 1 hour could be very beneficial for you. Just take a minute to pick the phone up right now and call them at 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 to schedule a complimentary consultation to check for your financial blind spots without any cost or obligation. That number again is 855-262-3722. They look forward to your call.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. And once again, we are glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, we hope that, you know, the previous segment where we spoke about, you know, our approach to helping you get set up for retirement, I think you really find it as an enjoyable exercise to go through. And we hope that you take advantage of it. So we are now, Mike, into the what have you been up to lately segment of the show. So why don't you kick it off, man? What have you been up to?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Doug, is you and I always say that sometimes things kind of always happen a few times, and recently I've had the conversation with two different existing clients, and we sat down, and both of them, you know, we sat down and we talked about how they're doing, and we talked about their investments, and we talked about what's going on in their lives, and both times there was significant money, one in the bank and one in investments, and there was mortgages out there. And both times, neither couple thought of saying, let's retire debt.
Right.
And, you know, just having this conversation with them and walking through it and telling them that's the route they should go. And the relief that it gives them after the conversation is amazing. But what amazes me is everybody wants to get rid of their mortgage. And many people have the resources to do so, but they kind of stick to the game plan of, well, I got to pay it monthly.
Right.
It's an amazing way. I don't know if it's just that, like, we're creatures of habit, and that's what you do. You get a mortgage, and you pay it, and you pay it monthly. But when it came to just dropping money into the situation lump sum and retiring years off the mortgage, both loved it, both loved the idea, but neither one of them could do it. And I'm talking about very successful people.
Right. You know, it's interesting, Mike. There's, I think that the, you know, pendulums swing, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think for a while there, we got ourselves as society into a bad circumstance where people were stripping money out of their home and they're going to live into retirement with mortgage payments.
Yeah.
Right. I think the pendulum's swinging the other way now, pal, is I think that people are starting to realize, and I know that we emphasize this, it's better to go into retirement with no mortgage obligation than to go into retirement with a mortgage obligation. Because what is the key in retirement, Mike?
Cash flow.
Cash flow, right? That's it. And the lower that the obligation for cash flow necessary. If you've got a $2,500, $3,000, $4,000 a month mortgage payment that you got to carry into retirement with you, I'm going to submit to you that makes it a heck of a lot harder to retire than if you don't have that.
Sure. And the thing about the mortgage clearing it, I feel it's a two-prong approach. One is what you just said. Obviously, when you pay off your mortgage, you have more cash flow, more cash in your checkbook at the end of the month. But the other is the psychological bearing that it has on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, and, you know, and both of these couples I spoke with, very successful.
Yeah.
Millionaires. Okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of, you know, plenty of money, but like carrying a mortgage, and it almost gets to the point of like, for what purpose?
Yeah.
Or, you know, type of thing. And I don't care what you say, you can have a million, be worth a million and a half, be worth $2 million. And if you say, what's your mortgage? $280,000, $220,000.
Still a monkey.
You still think you have debt out there.
You do.
You know, well, you do. You're right. Great point. But it's still like you feel like you're climbing the mountain.
Yep.
And it feels like it's taking forever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just, it's interesting because, you know, our show here, educating, motivating, I think we always learn educationally from people.
Mm-hmm.
And psychologically from people,
right?
What the effects of it is. So I'm not here to tell you about some great strategy today. I'm just telling you conversations with people and how they perceive things. And in this case, carrying a mortgage when you have significant money.
Sure. You know, Mike, I did the same thing with a client earlier this year when I sat down with them and I went over and they had, you know, a balance left on their mortgage and significant savings in the bank. And, you know, I was just, you know, I just said, listen, we're really talking about trying to get ourselves to where we want to be for retirement, right? And we want to get used to a certain pattern, right? Because that's what's important, Mike. It's patterns that you get used to. So why don't we retire the mortgage now? Let's stop with that payment that has to go out every single month. Let's start saving that money now, mm-hmm. right? And you're psychologically going to be in a better place. So, you know, for these people, they did it. And then what was really cool is when they received their note release or whatever you call it in the mail from, you know, that the mortgage was retired, they sent me a picture of that and two glasses of wine and some cheese because they were celebrating that they paid off the mortgage. People used to have mortgage burning parties, you know, back in the day. You know?
Yeah, that's cool.
You know? So, and that's, you know, that's really, really, you know, important.
And Mike, Doug, I add one last thing to that topic. And then
add a lot of things, whatever you want to add.
Is I also notice when people are asked by us, well, why are you not paying down the mortgage? Why aren't you taking money out of this account? Or why aren't you taking money out of bank and doing that? It's always for a pending strategy or move that they may do or may come up. But it's nowhere close to being on the planning table. Mm-hmm. We were thinking we may do this.
Right.
And, you know, to me, that's almost another form of procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to add that in.
Yeah,
that whole little conversation we just had.
Yeah, no, you know, very, very good point that, you know, that you had there. You know, Mike, another thing that that I was working on recently was, yeah, I came in with somebody new came in and they had no control over their beneficiary designations. Now, I know we talk about this all the time, you know, but it's just the actions, the lack of action that people seem to be taking on it is just, you really owe it to yourself to do a beneficiary designation checkup. And there's another thing that, you know, a lot of people that I'm starting to encourage people to use too, excuse me, and that's payable on death, transfer on death titling of assets. You know, it avoids probate. It's, you know, it's something to consider. And when we're, you know, doing your estate plan and talking to an attorney about it, it's something that we should, you know, throw out there on the table and ask for their input. You and I are not attorneys, right? We're not legal experts, but we're around. We've been around long enough to know, you know, some things that may be good things for us to talk about and look at. And I just think that it's something that too few people actually do.
Yeah. And in a lot of cases, Doug, the based upon what people have and the type of assets that they have, the beneficiaries or the titling can really clean up 90%, 95% of the estate in one big swoop.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So that's another thing that's out there. Is it really makes it super simple when you pass away for everything to be dispersed.
100%. You know, so it's something that, you know, needs to be considered and a, you know, a look taken at. Mike, also this week, you know, I met with some people who fortunately have long-term care insurance already. And you know, the husband had a stroke, and he's doing okay, right? He's doing okay. But, you know, the security of knowing that that is there, we need to start to spend some more time talking about, you know, long-term care insurance and long-term care coverages on the show here, because it really is important. You know, you can get financially wiped out if you don't have, you know, proper assets or proper, you know, planning in place for a long-term illness.
And, you know, Doug, also there's a lot of other products out there besides just pure long-term care insurance.
Yeah, there's plenty of things for consideration out there in today's evolving financial world.
They've really gotten creative and with long-term care planning. And you know what's amazing is that I feel like we went through different periods of times. I remember one time long-term care talks or thing was all the rage and people wanted the insurance, was really looking for it. Then I feel we went through a window of time that it kind of fell off the table. And then now I feel like it's back really, really hot again to be discussed. And I think a lot of it has to do with, Doug, and you and I say it all the time, people are just living so much longer. Mm-hmm. We see in our day-to-day practice here, who needs money for an aide? Who needs somebody to come to the house? Who's suffering from some dementia or something, you know, that you know, you need assistance, but you're not necessarily going to pass away immediately. And it's a topic. I mean, you and I need to, you know, in the 2022 year of radio show programs, we need to dedicate a lot of time towards that.
Well, we need to dedicate time towards more risk management, and we need to talk more about disability insurance. You know, I had a client that thankfully had disability insurance but went on claim, and it just gets you thinking, what about the person that doesn't have disability insurance? You know, we need to talk about these risk management items out there, because they're very, very important. You know, I forget the statistic, but last I heard is that, you know, more mortgage foreclosures take place because of disability than they do death.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Can't pay the mortgage.
Right.
Death is, you know, it just all gets dissolved at the end.
Right. Maybe there's life insurance there to cover it or what have you.
Or
you
other
know?
Assets, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so we need to do a better job of, you know, sitting down and going over that. And I, too, this week had a couple of review appointments with existing clients. It was great. I saw clients who have moved to Florida, and they came home to visit their son. So they came in for a review meeting on Wednesday into our Toms River office, and that was it was great to see them all tan and, you know, smiling and enjoying themselves down there. But it, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, people, you know, our clients do move, and, you know, we stay with them. You know, that's, you know, I've spoken to them numerous times, since they moved down there. But it was great to see them face to face.
Yeah, it's always a treat. And, you know, Doug, like you said, through the years, I mean, so many different states, our clients that were working with us for a very long time decided to go settle and retire. And it never terminated the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem.
And a lot of them still listen to the show stream.
There you go.
Remember our good client and friend, Ed Rather, who long since passed away. He used to call us from Florida all the time.
Yeah.
Like, listen to the show. What are you talking about this? You know, so Miss Ed, good guy. So anything else you want to add in this segment?
I think we're good.
Yeah, folks, I just want to remind you, come on in for a complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation to it. We've got offices in Parsippany, Martinsville, Clark, Toms River, meeting facility in Manasquan. We're old school. We make house calls if you want it. We'll have a virtual appointment. Whatever's easiest for you, you know, we'll accommodate you. We want to get together with you. But we can't call you. You need to call us. The number is 855-262-3722. We're going to hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
All right, folks, welcome back. And, you know, I hope that you're enjoying the show here and, you know, the things that we're talking about. And, you know, we want to bring things to the table that are of interest to you. So, you know, I haven't reminded you guys in quite some time is that you can always hop on the website and, you know, it's wealthmanagegroup.com and go to contact us. And you can, you know, drop us an email if there's a topic you'd like for us to talk about on the show. We're certainly happy to do that. And come out and, you know, and meet with you and, or, I mean, come on the radio here and talk about, you know, what we're going to do. And, Mike, you know, we've got some exciting things planned for 2022, you know. And one of the things that we're going to do, which I'm really excited about, is come out and record the show in front of a live, you know, we'll call it a live studio audience, you know. We're going to have, we're going to set up a couple of dinners in various locations. And what we're going to actually do is come out and record the show there, you know, in front of you so you can see us record the show and bring your questions with you. And, you know, you could maybe be part of the show. You know, you come on and you ask your question and, you know, we'll do the best that we can to answer them. And then once we get those all recorded up, we got to fire them through the compliance department and make sure they're okay with it. And then, you know, you could be part of the show. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We used to do the show live, right?
Yep.
We used to do, you know, it, you know, at diners and restaurants and places like that.
Hotels,
right? Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to get back to that again. And just because the show's not, you know, broadcast live, it's recorded, doesn't mean it's any less fun.
Yeah. You know, Doug, thanks for bringing that up because, you know, you and I have had a couple meetings and we're putting together kind of the 22 agenda, if you will. And between that, different topics, different things we want to do, you know, we want to hit the ground running, if you will, mm-hmm. right? We feel like even because of the COVID, right? We haven't really been out there live, if you will, with our dinners and stuff like that. So we're really gearing up, you and I, for a big 2022. We're really looking forward to it.
And listen, there's some exciting opportunities out there, too. If anybody listening right now owns a restaurant or a facility that that has a room that we could do this in, you know, you can reach out to us if you want to partner up with us on this, you know, somehow or another. That would be, you know, awesome. You could reach out to us. Or you can also help us out as you don't have to own a restaurant. If you know a place that we could do it, that's at one of your favorite places or, you know, you think it would be a fun place to do it at, reach out to us and let us know. We want to, we want to expand it out there and, you know, we want to get back to fun.
I think we will. I think we will. And I think it's going to be a great 2022. And it'll be fun. The live, you know, recording of the show will be super.
Yeah. Art, you know, one of the things that we enjoy most is getting out there and meeting the listeners and meeting all of you and doing our dinners and those things. And really, it's been taken away from us for the last. Yeah. It hasn't been fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the same level of fun that we're used to. And, you know, man, we got to get back to that.
We will.
Yeah. I know, but we've been saying we will for a while now.
It's going to happen.
Right. You know, so, you know, that's really important out there. I also want to let you know that we're available for you regardless of what your question is. Even if you just have a question, a random question about something, you can always pick the phone up and give us a call in the office. And, you know, we're more than happy to, you know, chat with you. Now, the telephone number I give out on the show here is the Your Financial Future direct, you know, line. If you need us during the week, the office number is 732-340-1410. Again, that's 732-340-1410. Please never hesitate to pick up the phone and give us a call. I mean, even if we don't know the answer to the question, we'll find it out for you if we can.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, recently, Doug, there's been, I had told you I had some people that have, a couple people called and question, want to bounce this off of you. What do you think about this? Or, you know, want to talk to me about something. So people do it. And please, as I like to say, take advantage. Do it. I mean, that's what we're here for. I mean, you'll, chances are you call in here, you either Doug or I are here, you know, so you're,
right,
you know, going to get somebody.
We'd also be remiss if we didn't remind you of something we remind you of every Thanksgiving. You're going to probably be around family this Thanksgiving. It's a good idea at some point or another to have a question, to have a conversation with your children about the overall financial situation, whether they're doing financial planning or not, what you should do, and talk about having a family meeting. We really emphasize this. It's important in today's day and age for your grown children to know what's going on in your financial world as well. And we facilitate these meetings. We want to emphasize that to you guys. Bring it up. Talk to them. Make sure, emphasize, if you know you have younger adult children, emphasize to them the importance for them to make sure that they are doing financial, you know, strategies with us, and, you know, getting you going in the right direction. Give yourself the best shot at success.
Yeah, and you know what, Doug? It goes beyond more than all. So many people will say, oh, my son, my daughter does really well.
Right.
They're this, or they, you know, they're making over six figures a mm-hmm. year. They're doing really well. But that doesn't mean they're doing the right things with their money.
Correct. 100%. All right. So that's going to wrap it up this week, folks. Have a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Spend some time with, you know, with your family and your friends and your loved ones. And, you know, we all have a lot to be thankful about. That's for sure. So we wish you a great day on Thanksgiving, and we will be back again next week. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody. Are you listening to the show right now and your only investment is a 401k or other work-related plan? Are you getting professional guidance and input on that account as well as the investments that you're selecting? Or are you just kind of winging it on your own? Do you wish you could get help, but that's your only real asset and you feel like you can't? Well, great news. At Wealth Management Group, we offer specialized financial planning services. We can review your 401k on a quarterly basis for you. Your retirement income may very well depend on the money that's in this account. Don't you think you should have professional help? For a reasonable fee, myself or Mike can keep an eye on this account with you. We will review the investment options available and help you select appropriate ones for you. Just pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Your retirement is too important to leave to chance. Call 855-262-3722 now to take advantage of this opportunity.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.